Welcome back to our Hilchos Shabbos here. Baruch Hashem, we're holding by Shir number 60. And in Yetz Hashem, the Limud of Hilchos Shabbos, of Hilchos Kiddush, should be a schus for our brothers in Eretz Yisrael. And we will continue the halachas of Kiddush of Mokim Suda. We learned last time that you have to eat the Suda right after Kiddush. And also, it has to be in B'mokim, the Suda. The Kiddush has to be in the same place as the Suda. So let's say you have a room, it's a very big room, and you make Kiddush on one side of the room, and you want to eat on the other side of the room. So the Mechaber paskins in such a case, that if you make Kiddush on this side, and you want to eat on the other side of the room, you're allowed to do that. It's mutter to do that. And the Magen Avraham is medayik, that it's mashma from the Mechaber, that's only b'diavad. But l'chatchila, you should eat in the place where you make Kiddush. And the Mishmur brings down this Magen Avraham, but he says that that's only if you didn't have das, if you didn't have a mind to move to that place. But if you had a mind to move out of this seat, to the other side of the table, which is very far away, if you had a mind, that's even l'chatchila mutter, as long as it's in one room, it's mutter chatchila if you had a mind. Now, what's the halacha, a different room? So some of the Rishonim say that if you're making Kiddush in one room, and you can see the makom of the Suda in the other room, that's considered the Kiddush makom Suda, as long as there's no sarabim or some kind of path that belongs to someone else in between. As long as nothing in between, that's called Kiddush makom Suda, if I can see the makom of the Suda from my place over here. And even if you're looking through a window, as long as you see part of the makom, that's called Kiddush makom Suda. And some say that you could be soymech on this only b'di'eved, but not l'chatchila. And therefore, the halacha l'maaseh says that b'di'eved, if you make Kiddush in one room and you can see the other room, so then you are yoytze b'di'eved Kiddush. Now, Rav Nissen Goyen holds that if you have das to eat in a different room, then that alone is sufficient to be called Kiddush makom Suda, which means I can make Kiddush in this room, but I have a mind to eat in the other room. That's enough, and you don't have to make Kiddush again. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha, and he says that if you're going from room to room under one roof, or from downstairs to upstairs, the halacha is if you had das, that's called Kiddush Makom Suda. But the Maaseh that the Bir halacha says that some argue Rav Nissen Goyen, and therefore shouldn't be soymech on this. And therefore he says the only time it's mutter chatchila if you have two things. First of all, roye mekayma, you can see your place, and also you had das lekach. That means you're sitting in this room, and you can see the other room where you're making Kiddush. And you have das to move to that room, that's called Kiddush B'mokayim Suda. And Mi'etz Hashem, on the next year we'll handle, what about from a sukkah to the house, or house to the sukkah, what's the halacha there? Make Kiddush in one place, and the other place, what's the halacha in such a case?